animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground. It's light brown and has slightly darker stripes on its sides and maybe on its back there. Just a little thing about that long.
Polecat.
No.
Rat, probably.
Rat.
No. I was thinking more like something like a grinny or a ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
Oh, right. What do you call an animal with a strong offensive odor? Now you can say it. Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about this big and hops along the ground? You know, some live on land, but most of them live in water.
Frog.
Most of the
frog.
Time.
Frogs.
Any particular kind of frog for one that long?
Some big frogs.
What do you call the smaller variety of the same kind of animal, the same animal now, except he's smaller, about that long, and it makes a chirping noise down in the bottom of the night sometimes? Or
he's a water frog, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a rain frog or a spring?
Yeah.
What's
rain
that?
Frog.
Rain frog, yes.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait in fishing?
Fish bait.
Okay. What
do you call large worms that you use for bait? They're slightly bigger than these little wigglers you see sometimes. They're about that long. Do you have any name for those?
No, I don't fish.
What do you call an insect that sends out light and it flashes off and on in the summertime?
Lightning
bird. Good. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings? Two on each side. You see these insects flying around over ponds and lakes all the time, hovering. You have any name for that insect?
No, I sure don't.
Well, let me suggest one. Do you ever hear them called a snake doctor or a mosquito
hawk? Oh, yes. Snake doctor.
What's that? Snake doctor.
Yes.
Well, did you ever hear the same thing called a mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that looks something like a wasp? It builds its nest out of mud and doesn't sting, usually.
Dirt lava.
Good. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
I call it a carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Push the baby.
Good. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Good. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Favors his father.
Good. Yeah. Well, I have trouble getting a response to something like that.
That's right.
All right, yeah. You said he favors his father if he's similar in appearance. Now, if the boy's behavior, not appearance, but behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
He's like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Something like a maid.
Mm-hmm. A maid.
No.
This is a woman who helps at childbirth during the birth of the child. Mm-hmm. You call this woman in?
Midwife.
Okay, good. Okay. You hear him called granny or?
Yes, I have. Granny.
Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms, now be honest with me, you're not going to offend me, that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? You know, if you were talking about a person from the city, mm-hmm. guy who didn't know anything about the country and got on a horse backwards and everything mm-hmm. else, mm-hmm. do you have any terms that you'd use for a person from the city?
I would say he was silly.
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. Or he's a name you'd use for him. Mm. Well, what I mean is, did you ever call him City Dude or City Slicker?
City Slicker.
All right.